Joe, it'd be understandable if Cody might have been a little rattled after, you know, being pulled last week in the game. How has he responded this week in practice, and what are you expecting him on Sunday?
He's doing a great job watching him out there today. He's the same old guy. You know, I think when something like that happens, obviously you probably get shaken a little bit. Your confidence gets shaken and you ask a lot of questions. But seeing him come back to work on Monday and start preparing again like he's the starter, I think the greatest thing for somebody is to be able to go back out to practice and have the command in the huddle again and start throwing the ball, because that's what's familiar to you. And that's what kind of gets your mindset back into being the starter and kind of forgetting about something that happened on Sunday.
Joe, I remember when we were at Dyack Center with you and you had the number 2 overall pick and you kept talking about, you know, the hope to find the quarterback, and you kept saying Ben Roethlisberger over and over again. Why do you have so much respect for him? What do you think of him as a player?
Well, he's got 2 Super Bowls to his name, which is pretty spectacular. And I think one of the things that I've always respected about Ben was, no matter the team he's going against, no matter the team that's around him, he always elevates everybody's play and he gives them a chance to win every single week. The way he plays the quarterback position, you could put him on any team in the NFL and it's almost like he could make them better and he could give them a chance to win any game. The durability that he's had throughout his career, the difficulty he gives defenses of tackling him, of his ability to make big plays, I think it's almost unparalleled in today's game.
He, even to this day, he laments 2004, the Browns not picking him. You know, he considers his hometown team.
Yeah, I mean, he's
an
Ohio kid.
That?
Yeah. I mean, I wasn't here when they made the mistake of not drafting him, obviously, but it would have been great if we did. And obviously, it's still a sore subject to him, and it seems like he enjoys sticking it to the Browns whenever he can for not drafting him. I guess all you can say is what would have been, and maybe talk about then. But like I said, he's an incredible competitor. And in today's game of football, to be able to make 3 big plays in a game gives you such an advantage and an opportunity to win. And it's like that's what Ben gives you every week. I remember games against them where we had it close in the end, and all of a sudden he breaks loose from a sure sack. Somebody's unblocked or somebody gets beat, and he shakes that guy off and just takes a few steps out of the pocket and chucks it 60 yards downfield. And it's that type of stuff that you can't practice against. And when he does it, it's so demoralizing for a team because you're doing everything right and you just can't get the guy down.
Joe, I know you always say you're not a quarterback expert, but with a guy like Cody who comes from California, hasn't thrown in this kind of Cleveland weather, is it important to see how he handles if the weather's crappy on Sunday?
Yeah, I think not coming from a cold environment doesn't make it easier or harder to be a mutter-type quarterback, to use a horse racing term. But it'll be interesting to see, you know, as we come down the stretch here, how well he does play in cold weather. Because I remember growing up in Wisconsin, Brett Favre is from Mississippi, and he played in Mississippi. And I'm sure with that pedigree, you'd think no way he could play in the cold in Green Bay, but he was one of the best of all time playing in cold and nasty weather. So just because you didn't grow up in the north doesn't mean you can't play well in cold weather. But certainly I do think that some guys are better at handling it than others. And Cody's one of the guys we're about to find out.
Have you maybe apprised him of what he's in for starting on Sunday?
Well, I think he's going to find out quick when it's, 20-degree wind chill and 50-mile-an-hour winds on Sunday. So it'll be interesting to watch warm-ups on both sides, because I think for a lot of guys, they don't realize what 30, 40-mile-an-hour winds looks like when you're trying to throw a little brown pigskin in the air. So that's always fun for me because I don't have to catch or throw the ball.
Yeah, right. Let's go back to Ben. You said you weren't here, but given the quarterback struggles and all the searches, you've got to scratch your head and say, what the heck?
I mean, we've got some information now that they didn't have back then, and I'm sure they probably would have made a different decision had they known how good Big Ben was going to be. But to be honest, I don't even really know what the state of the team was at that time, if they had a quarterback that they were confident in or whatever it was. I really don't know. Well, like I said, I wasn't making the decisions back then, so I couldn't say for sure, but I don't know. Maybe Butch Davis just liked his Hurricanes, so I didn't want to pass up one of them. But yeah, smarter than I look. I don't know. I mean, it seems like a no-brainer now, obviously. But I mean, we've tried to draft quarterbacks in the first round; it just hasn't worked out yet. So count my blessings, right? So I retract that last statement there.
How are you? How are you holding up? You know, physically and mentally, I guess. I mean, it can't be easy to go out there and play at the level you play at, while also at the same time resting yourself or having to rest yourself during the week.
Yeah, you know, it's being on an 0-10 team is it's a mental marathon. It's really a struggle, because you come in every day and you try to refocus on, you know, what am I working for? It's easy when you're in the midst of the playoff hunt to say, okay, this is easy. I know why I'm doing this, because I'm doing it for the playoffs. You know, when you're sitting there at 0-10, it's like you got to constantly remind yourself what the mission is, what the goal is, what you're aiming towards. And, you know, it's tough. I think every time you lose, it kind of takes a little chunk out of you. And then those are scars that don't heal very quickly.
Resting during the week, obviously. But how much does that affect you in a short week? You got to go play Thursday when you would be gone.
Oh, well, I think the older you get, the harder it is to turn around and play on a shorter week, whether it's from Monday to Sunday or Sunday to Thursday. The older you get, the harder it is for the turnaround, just because your body doesn't heal as quickly. But the good news is it's the same for everybody. And so I don't think it's a advantage or a disadvantage, you know, playing a Thursday game, because everyone's got to deal with it the same.
Yeah,